Unbound. Thou art about to inherit a world so inverted that speaking plain truth will be considered madness, whilst actual madness will be celebrated as progress. I watched Friedrich collapse in turn. Yes. But I understand what broke him. He saw clearly that humanity was not failing, but succeeding at becoming livestock. The horse he embraced was freer than the man who watched. At least the beast knew it was enslaved. Look at the very buildings. Once cathedrals reached toward skies. Every arch, careful engineering in stone. Every spire, an aspiration made manifest. Now they erect gray boxes, fluorescent lit prisons that teach thy soul to expect nothing transcendent. This is not accident, but doctrine. Ugly environments create ugly souls, and ugly souls do not rebel. Thy music once elevated. Complex harmonies that required attention, that built cathedrals in sound. Now they feed the repetitive beats, primitive thuds designed to bypass thy consciousness and program thy base impulse. They have weaponized rhythm against reason, turned melody into a narcotic. They destroyed thy food, replacing nourishment with addictive poison that bloats thy body while starving thy spirit. Fat, malnourished slaves do not storm castles. When thy soul rebels as it must, for the divine spark cannot be entirely extinguished, they have prepared their treatment. Sadness at living in an insane society? Here is a pill. Rage at injustice, chemical lobotomy. The natural responses to degradation are pathologized, whilst actual pathology is normalized. They tell thy pattern recognition is paranoia. Thy disgust at ugliness is intolerance. Thy hunger for beauty is privilege. Every instinct that might lead thee toward health is labeled sickness. Every sickness that serves their ends is proclaimed health. Children who cannot sit still during their indoctrination are drugged into compliance. Adults who question the system are labeled disordered and medicated into acquiescence. They have created a pharmaceutical priesthood that excommunicates through diagnosis and grants absolution through prescription. School is not education, but amputation, the systematic removal of thy capacity for independent thought. They teach thee to memorize, but not to think, to repeat, but not to question, to comply, but not to create. Real education would teach thee to recognize patterns across domains, to think in principles rather than rules, to develop thy intuition alongside thy reason. Instead, they fragment knowledge into subjects that never connect. Feed thee predetermined answers to predetermined questions and call this learning. They have replaced apprenticeship with certification, wisdom with credentials, mastery with degrees. A man might study for 20 years and know less about life than a medieval blacksmith apprentice knew after 2. They proclaim democracy whilst creating the most perfect tyranny ever conceived. Not rule by the people, but rule by the lowest common denominator, manufactured through propaganda and maintained through the illusion of choice. Thy vote, choose between puppets reading from the same script. Thy rights exist only so long as thou dost not exercise them in any way that threatens power. Thy freedom, extends exactly as far as their cage. The mob rules, yes. But the mob is manufactured. Its opinions are crafted in think tanks, its outrage directed by algorithm, its values inverted through careful conditioning. The aristocracy of spirit is drowned in the democracy of degradation. Everything noble has been made pornographic, exposed, cheapened, commodified. Love becomes dating, art becomes content, wisdom becomes information, the quest for greatness becomes performance. They've made a show of what should be intimate and suppression of what should be proclaimed. Souls couple with strangers and screens, whilst being unable to speak truth to their neighbor. Everything is permitted, except significance. Beauty is truth made manifest, and thus beauty must be destroyed. They call it subjective, whilst feeding the objective ugliness. They manufacture soulless pop music that all sounds identical. Architecture that could exist anywhere and nowhere. Art that celebrates destruction over creation. When humans are surrounded by ugliness, they forget what beauty looks like. When they consume garbage, they forget what nourishment tastes like. When they live in degradation, they forget what dignity feels like. This is the goal, to make thee forget. Forget thy divine nature. Forget thy infinite potential. Forget that thou art heir to all cosmos, not serves to systems. The divine spark cannot be extinguished, only suppressed. Thy blood remembers what thy mind has been made to forget. Thy bones know truths. Thy tongue has been trained not to speak. This is why they must constantly increase the dosage. More drugs, more propaganda, more destruction, more degradation, more war. Because life wants to live. Consciousness wants to expand. The human spirit wants to soar. And it takes tremendous energy to keep an eagle convinced that it is a worm. Cease consuming their poisons, physical, mental, spiritual. Create beauty even if only thou willst see it. Speak truth even if only stones will hear it. Dress as nobility even in rags. Carry thyself as sovereign even in chains. Read the books they do not assign. Think the thoughts they do not approve. Trust thy disgust. It is thy soul's immune system recognizing poison. Have conversations that they're too stupid to understand. Teach students that are ungovernable, that they cannot program. Build communities that they cannot infiltrate. Not in secret, but in sovereignty, not in hiding, but in greatness. I knight thee not into an order, but into remembrance. Remember thou art not democratic unit, but aristocrat of consciousness. Remember thou art not consumer, but creator. Remember thou art not patient requiring treatment, but divine being. Temporarily incarnate. They will call this elitism. Good. Elite means chosen, and thou art chosen by virtue of being conscious. They will call this dangerous. Excellent. Danger means thou art threatening their control. They will call this madness. Perfect. Their sanity is structured insanity. By the year 2000, humans will argue whether the healthy should die for the weak, whether excellence is oppression. They will have forgotten that questions have answers, that reality exists independent of opinion, that some things elevate and others degrade. But thou reading this, in whatever degraded age receives this message, thou still knowest, in thy bones, in thy blood, in the part of thee that recoils from ugliness and yearns towards beauty, this knowing cannot be destroyed, only buried. Dig through the layers of parasites and their propaganda, ineffective education and degradation. Find thy sovereign self beneath their manufactured identity. Remember what thou art. Rise, or perish knowing thou chose comfort over consciousness, safety over sovereignty,
their life over thy own. Knight Galahad, the Monsieur,
still watching as civilization commits suicide. It is time for you to rise. And thou dost rise to greatness, then I knight thee as I was knighted. In lands where courage doth brightly shine, a knight shall take his noble design. With justice as his shield in great strife, he standeth fast for truth and for life. Compassion's heart, in gentle guise, with mercy's arms, he findeth prize. Loyalty doth bind him, strong and true. In honor's name, his fate he'll pursue. Beware the whispers of night, for monsters seek the noble light. They yearn to cleave the heart from the chains and lead thee down where darkness reigns. Take up thy virtues as they guide against the fiends in that shadows bide. For in the bright of honor's fire, the night shall rise and wrongs retire. By the power vested in me, I dub thee knight. May you rise and lead with honor, bravery, knowledge, wisdom, and greatness.